How has the bus been like a necessity to keep your band moving forward?
There's just too many of us, and we're too like big of people.
Mm-hmm.
Like our bass player is like, 6'5" and like 300 some pounds.
Yeah.
And there's six people just in our band, and we have a full merch setup. So we have a merch guy that runs that, and we have somebody to help drive because we're always on the road. And, it's not impossible, but not realistic to go 3 months at a time with, somebody in the band playing a show, then driving 8 hours, 10 hours, trying to sleep and in a van, and then wake up and drive, play another show, So people are just going to get worn out. And, so we like to bring, a friend or something like that to, we'll hire them and pay them a little bit, not much, but it gets through, and feed them and everything. And they help us get place to place. So
now does I'm curious, like taking a bus, does that make like a heavy toll on the end of the tour? Like what's the differences in price, do you think, driving that thing around?
Well, honestly, man, it's not that much different because once you get, a van loaded down with a big trailer, because we have, all the stage props and we carry a ton of merch and a ton of that kind of stuff. And you get that all loaded down to the trailers, like max weight, by the time you get everything in there.
Yeah.
Hook that on the back of a van that's not really meant to pull that much weight.
Yeah.
And then you put seven or eight people in that van, you're only getting like 9 miles to the gallon if you're lucky.
Right.
So the bus really isn't any different than that. I think we get like 9 to 12 miles a gallon.
Nice.
And with diesel, so a lot of the time it's actually cheaper.
Now, do you guys, when you go on tour and if gas prices are cheaper, do you guys try to surplus a little, or do you not have any room on the bus to do any type of stuff like that?
The bus is pretty full because we don't have a trailer, and we've got it so everybody, band and crew, has their own beds. We put bunks in it and everything. There's a little living space area, a little office area for me to be able to get some of my work done while I'm on the road as well. Because I'm booking bands, managing bands, and then running all of our social media and tour managing for us. And if it's a headlining tour, I'm tour managing for the whole package. So.
Yeah.
It's just a lot. So I need a little workspace in the bus to be able to get some stuff done.
With
the gear in there and the luggage and everything extra.
Yeah. No freaking room. So what has been a tough situation that you've had to deal with being a promoter, and how did you overcome it?
Being a promoter, for a local show or something like that?
Just in general, being a promoter for shows or management.
What's the biggest thing that's tough is that not everybody's always on the same page thought process wise. So, you'll have, bands that are expecting way more than what is going to be a thing, or you're expecting, you're looking at the event page and everything. And you're like, oh man, there's going to be so many people. And then, it starts raining or something, and all of a sudden there's way less people.
Mm-hmm.
And, then you still got, you got to pay everything off and pay everybody out. That's the biggest thing, is just keeping everybody on the same page and staying organized.
Yeah.
I don't have a specific time where I was the promoter and it went, bad or anything. I've always made sure that the bands get paid, and, even if I got to pay out of pocket, I'm not doing that.
Exactly. So what are three things that you've really improved on or learned throughout the years of touring the world?
Not to overpack is a big one. Really, you're not going to change your clothes as much as you think you are. You don't need several pairs of shoes. I mean, just common sense stuff. I mean, usually when you see somebody that's new to touring, they'll have like a suitcase and a backpack and their laptop bag and this thing. And it's like half of that's going to get lost, stolen, or broken somewhere along the line in these next 2 months of being on this bus.
Yeah. Have you
in venues everywhere?
Has that bus ever gotten broken into?
No. No. Oh, usually. Wow. Well, I mean, we don't have a trailer, and usually anywhere we go, they see the big black school bus with, like, we used to have, like, plastic body parts hanging out of the windows on strings.
Yeah, I remember some clown
and
when you came in.
Oh, yeah, we had Captain Spaulding for a while, and and then the last one we had on the door, it said nothing inside here is worth your life.
Yeah, you know, I don't know if I'd stuff. Break
that,
in.
That usually deters people from, like, I'm going to break into this giant school bus.
Yeah, hope for the best.
Yeah, I mean, and we have locks and everything. Like, you'd have to work at it to get into it. And once you're into it, your only way out's the way you came in.
Yeah, you probably trip over all the shit in there.
Yeah, it's just really not a good idea to break into the bus.
So, two other things that you've learned.
Basically, you know, we try to relatively stay away from, like, the whole fast food thing.
Mm-hmm.
'Cause that'll just make you feel like trash, like, quickly on a tour if you're eating, like, McDonald's every day or something like that.
Yeah, that's that was the number one thing that the dude from Cognitive, Rob, was talking about yesterday.
Right.
So.
Yeah, you can't eat that every day on a long tour and feel okay and be able to perform and stuff every night. So what we do, we take a little grill with us. And even if it's like hamburgers or hot dogs or whatever we can afford at the time or whatever, we'll actually set up like our merch table or something on the side of the bus in like a Walmart parking lot and like grill food.
Nice. Yeah, he said the George Foreman was the way.
The George Foreman.
Yeah.
We have like a little propane grill, but I think it's about time to upgrade. The thing's been through some stuff.
Right.
So, and then other than that, I guess one more thing. man, I guess just try to sleep as much as you can because you're really not getting good sleep.
Yeah.
So when you can and you have a couple hours on a drive, definitely try to get those couple hours of like halfway okay sleep in.
Yeah, no parties
because
on
I don't
the
think
bus
a lot
after
of people,
shows.
Yeah, I don't think a lot of people realize, man, how much it takes out of you to perform, you know, a 45-minute hour set of death metal every night.
And then the next day.
Right, and then carry all the gear in and carry all the gear out, and you're doing this 6-7 times a week for sometimes months on end. And then on top of that, you're not eating well, you're drinking too much, you're, you know, staying up until 5 o'clock in the morning, and then load ins at noon. And you're just like, okay, cool, we got this. And really, I mean, it's not even necessarily the thing of like feeling worn out, because you can kind of like power through that a lot of the time.
Mm-hmm.
But it's a thing where people get sick because your body's run down and just like, you know, you're encountering so many people every single day and shaking so many hands and whatever. And, you know, if you're all run down and just like exhausted all the time, you're going to get sick, and that's just going to make everything worse.
Yeah, I was watching some bus invaders video, and I think it was Body Snatcher, where they were talking about even if they're not sick on tour, they will take medicine every night to, like, you know, just avoid it in any way.
Yeah, I mean, a lot of our band takes, like, vitamin C every day, and, you know, you try to keep your hands clean and all that kind of stuff just to try to be okay. And all it takes is one person in that tour vehicle to get sick, and everyone is sick.
Yeah, it's all downhill.
Like, for sure. It's done. Like, everyone's sick, and there's been so many tours, and, you know, I've had to go up on stage and do vocals with strep throat.
Oh, God.
Like, literally puking blood on the side of the stage in between songs. So
I pull somebody from the crowd that sick, night. Like, I'd just be like, you know what, dude? I would find somebody in the crowd and be like, hey, you're doing vocals tonight. Fuck.
Yeah, that's not what people came to see, though.
Yeah, no, I got you. So, this is a long question. If you had five things that you could say to the world within your music, what would it be about?
Five things that we could say to the world?
Like, what's your message, like, in your music? Like, what are you trying to accomplish? Man.
I feel like it, like, varies album to album, but really, I mean, we're just, like, making heavy, brutal music because we like heavy, brutal music. Yeah. A lot of our stuff's really, like, horror-based. So when I'm writing lyrics, man, I'll sit there and watch, like, just tons of horror movies and, like, old-school, like, thrasher or, like, slasher movies and stuff like that, and kind of get inspired by, you know, some of that stuff. So, I mean, I don't think that we necessarily have, like, a direct, like, this is what we're about.
Like, concept
message.
Type thing. Gotcha.
Yeah. I mean, every album has been a little bit different, and every album has been kind of like the mindset at the time, you know, like, the really, really early stuff, you know, you could just kind of tell we were learning what we were doing and listening to some old school deathcore that we all grew up on, you know, and then we went and kind of, we're doing songs about how we're feeling right now kind of thing for a couple albums. And the last couple have been, you know, just, we want to make a brutal record and kind of live up to the image a little bit more. And, you know, we started bringing dead animal skulls and skeletons and stuff out on stage and spraying blood into the crowd and
hell yeah.
All that kind of stuff.
Dude, I've never went to a GWAR show, but I've never been to a show in general where they do that, but I've been waiting.
Yeah, so. We've been doing it for our outdoor shows, and venues that'll allow us to do it indoors, we will.
Mm-hmm.
But we're also not really trying to get banned from anywhere.
Yeah, that'd suck.
We're not quite to the level where we can just say, oh yeah, if you book us, you're going to want to cover your monitors because we're going to trash everything.
Yeah, we're going to fuck everything
like,
up.
Like, I wish we were. If we were drawing a couple thousand people a night, then we could just say that, but...
Yeah. I've seen Extreme. They, like, put garbage bags around every one of their speakers.
Yeah, yeah. Man, because, I would love to play that fest.
Yeah, that would be killer. Czech Republic, man. Dude.
We were just over there.
Yeah.
Czech Republic. I can't even pronounce the city we were in. but the show was sold out like 3 months in advance. We were over there with 6 feet under.
Yeah, that's gonna be sold out. Alrighty.
It was just insane.